Hi guys, Brittany from the Book Addicts Guide here. I wanted to try a little something new with a video review of a book. It's my first time doing a video review, so take it easy on me and let's see how it goes. Recently I read The Detour by S.A. Bodine. This book comes out on October 6th, 2015, and I got a review copy from Macmillan and Fierce Read, so thank you for that. The book is about a young author named Livy. She's on her way to, I believe it was a writer conference, and she gets into a wreck, ends up crashing the car, and when she wakes up, she's surprised to find that she's in somebody's basement. The Detour is mainly a thriller, which is awesome for YA because I'm a big fan of adult mystery thrillers, and I have been for a long time, so it was really cool to see a YA thriller again. The book's actually pretty quick. It's just a little over 200 pages, which I love for thrillers because that really gets me pushing to keep going through and really want to finish in the end. It was an interesting book. A lot of people said that Livy was an unlikable character, which I actually agree with. She didn't start out as the best person in the world. When we first meet Livy, she seems stuck up and selfish and a little too all in her head from all her success. And it was really interesting to see her change throughout this process, whatever happens when she gets kidnapped, what goes through her head, how she analyzes things. And you also get to see that that's kind of, there's more beneath the surface than most people realize. It's interesting because she's an author, of course, as I mentioned, and so she has a sort of presence with her fans, and it's actually a very good presence, despite the reader seeing that she's a little bit stuck up. Her fan base is actually really supportive of her, and it was really cool to see her as a teen author. Another thing that was interesting is something that was brought up in the book was about some online controversy, which was curious for me as a blogger since I've seen that firsthand happen on Twitter between fandoms and authors and this fan of this person and an author putting their foot in their mouth, and I really connected with it in that way. I ended up seeing a little piece of my own life, not that that happened to me, but it was interesting to see something that I had personally witnessed within the book. I really enjoyed the thriller aspect of it a lot. It's always interesting to see everything unfold, and I always love twists in a book. This one had a few, some I predicted, some I didn't, and I always love when, especially for mysteries and thrillers, I've read a lot of them, so I feel like I kind of start to guess them every now and then, so I love when there's a good twist that always gets me. It was a very quick read for me, lots of fun, very easy to read, and I thought it was very well done. I really enjoyed how much Livy changed throughout the book and how much more we got to see of her besides the immediate, you know, sort of snobbiness of her. I was glad that we got to see another side. And it was really, really fascinating to see how she handled herself in this kidnapping situation. I mean, I just can't even imagine what that would be like. And it sort of puts the reader in that moment. How would you react? What would you do? You know, she mentions seeing movies and reading books and all that knowledge that, you know, everybody's like, oh, movie knowledge isn't real, but you really do start to see that you can put a little bit of that to use, even though it's just a movie and it's not actually a real thing happening. Overall, The Detour was a lot of fun for me. I'm actually on the blog tour coming up, so check that out in a little bit. And I hope you guys pick this one up. I think it's fun to see another YA thriller. It seems like they're kind of coming back. I feel like for a long time I had seen dystopian, fantasy, contemporary, and it's great to see a young adult mystery thriller back out there. So I hope you guys pick up The Detour and hope you enjoy.